had it not been that we were given the incentive in Tashmi to go on and to strive and to try for something, for a good education and for professions.
Yes.
He said most of us would never have gone to university had it not been for the incentive we were given in the school. And I would think someone has said it's about half of them went to university.
Well, that is and a very good proportion, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
They were good students, and they had learned to work on their own. I mean, in the kind of school we had and the kind of hours that we had for them, they had to do a lot of work on their own, or they wouldn't get through the courses. And so they learned to work by themselves under...
And to achieve it in so short
conditions.
A time, if they were doing it really in 6:30 to 9:30, which was virtually night school.
A lot of the kids had from 2 hours in the afternoon, 3:30 to 5:30, then 6:30 to 9:30. But that still is only 5 hours.
Yes.
And not with the equipment or the library facilities that almost any school would have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we just didn't have them. We had the books that we individually had, but that's all. We didn't have a library in the sense that most schools have.
Yes.
And the kids have done extremely well. They did. They met had a reunion in 1977.
Yes.
In which they paid the teacher's way to be there because they felt they were a part of the school and the school was so much a part of the community.
And you would still, in their minds, probably be Miss Winifred McBride?
Oh, yes. Although many of them, when I left Tashmi, when I was and went to Toronto, I wrote to most of them. I sent a letter to most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And gradually, I still write to 15, 20.
Yes.
Even now. But at the reunion, I met many of them and I hadn't seen since they left in 45 or 46. And,
well, that must have been a real pleasure for you.
It was. It was the boys, in the last year we were at Tashmi, when they knew the war was over and we heard that there was a ship would be going to Japan with relief goods, the youngsters put on a drive for clothes, and there's a picture in my album of a barrel on a sled, and they went around, and it was publicized. They had a very good publicity thing in Tashmi, which was called the Chiron Ban, I think. Anyway, it was a notice every day on a board. It was a board went out from the Japanese Council, or Shinwakai, with all the notices for the day, all in Japanese. But there was one for every block. And you read it, and then you took it to your next-door neighbor, and it went down the street
down.
So that everybody would know.
Yes.
They sent notices to them, and everybody knew.
Yes.
They collected half a ton of clothing for Japan from their families, from the families of Tashmi. And they were, because the parents knew that the youngsters in Japan were going, and the people in Japan were going to need clothes and warm clothes. And the number of sweaters and warm clothing that was put in for that was amazing. But the boys collected it, and the girls washed any that had to be washed and mended it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were cleaning out the basement of the post office in Vancouver, where the custodian of alien property had something stored. And from that, there was about the same amount came up to Tashmi. And it definitely had to be somewhat washed and gone through.
Yes.
Because it was sort of, I was going to say the sweepings,
you know,
what was left.
And that was sent off to Japan.
And then it was, we took it down to Vancouver, and it was baled at First United Church, they had a clothing mm-hmm. bailing, and it went on the first ship
to
the American Friends Service Committee that went to Japan. The first ship that went in, that clothing went in. It was relief. But to raise money to pay some of the cost of getting it to Japan, the Youngs just put on a concert mm-hmm. with the Kashmir Youth Organization. And the grade 10 boys did a dance, grass skirt dance from Hawaii at mm-hmm. this thing. At the reunion, the grade 10 boys, now doctors and dentists and high up in the government, put on the same grass skirt dance. How many years? 30 years later?
Mm-hmm.
The same kids. But, you know, I looked at the pictures the other day of the concert, and the costumes, of course, they made for all this.
Yes.
And they were beautifully done for the whole thing. It was a very good concert, actually.
Yes, I'm
but
sure.
But they put it on for 2 days, and they raised enough money from the community to pay part of the costs that were involved. I'm not sure
in
whether...
In the bailing and the packing and the sending over to Japan.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not sure whether one of the steamship lines finally took it as relief without charging. But there were charges. There were costs to get it down. I think we raised about $300.
Yes.
Which paid... Because we had some things had to be dry cleaned. We had a $50 or $100 bill for dry cleaning of some things that couldn't be washed.
Well, Mrs. Ormack, I think that is one of the most interesting interviews that I have ever had the pleasure of listening to. And I feel that this would be a good time to stop it on the good note of what went back to Japan as a gesture of friendship.
Well,
from Japanese Canadians. Because in such things lies the hope of the world, really.
Well, the same attitude that made the kids think of having a clothing drive has continued with them as they are working back east in organizations for the handicap, all sorts of things, as well as their job.
Yes.
I mean, the same concern for other people they had for each other in the camp
has
carried
spread out
over
into
to
their
others,
new communities.
So that they are have been very good citizens.
And much of it was the teachers.
And their parents.
And their parents.
They
at Tashme.
Their parents were their seniors, as this boy put it, who encouraged us to continue and gave us encouragement. Yes, their parents had an awful lot to do with it.
Well, I think that's a very nice story, and I do thank you for what, for me, has been a very happy afternoon.
Thank you. It's a joy to me to have it down somewhere.
Good.
Okay.